valley. Right. That was a pretty broad cross section. You know, when you heard it, when they said, you know, they're both bad, you got the cheers. You didn't get people like, well, let me hold off. When there's a lot of folks that aren't going to be riding, aren't going to be riding that horse.
In fact, when the TV young star that you all remember that I never watched,
Scott Baio,
spoke, when he said Trump, he got cheers. When he said Hillary, the boos were louder than the cheers for Trump.
And she got booed this afternoon when her name was mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, so, and these are the progressive and activists and all, and what have you. And so unless there's gestures being made and you're somehow courting this under 30 crowd that, you know, has been doing all this activism work for the past,
right.
A lot of people will sit this one out, and their commitment is like, as people have said, there's been no difference in the level of poverty that I've experienced under Obama, Bush, and whoever will be the next president. So I ain't voting for any of them. So they're pretty committed about that.
So, Adele Stan, what do you think this means for the party? Is it a different party coming out of this convention, out of this election? I mean, I guess a lot of it would depend whether or not Donald Trump won, but...
Right. Well, I mean, I think that it is going to be configured differently that in certain ways. But... You know, what you'll really just have is a more, you know, vituperative party where, you know, certain things that people used to speak in a thicker code are going to be permissible. But I think that, you know, I don't see huge changes going on in the party. I think what you have is kind of, you know, a distillation of the resentments on which this party has been built for the last 50 years.
How about the Republican activists that you've covered for the number of years? Talk to me about some of who they are and how are they viewing Trump?
Well, you know, people who want to find power will ally with what they perceive as power, and Trump is seen as a strong man. So the operatives like Ralph Reed, the former executive director of the Christian Coalition, and still a political operative in the GOP. Of course, he's allied with Trump. Tony Perkins,
the president of the Family Research Council.
Some of them are going to vote for Gary Johnson, but Paul always had a coded white identity message that, you know, a lot of, you know, mainstream media were not picking up to. Maybe they weren't hip to it.
A lot of black people weren't picking up on it because many black folks that how many are there black folks who are Trump supporters now said, well, I started off as a Rand Paul supporter, and he did have some black support for whatever reason.
Yeah, and he was against the public accommodation section of the Civil Rights Act. I mean, that was just, to me, mind-blowing, and he never backed away from that. He just, you know, basically said that, well, you know, he misspoke.
But he was against the establishment.
Yes.
Right. He was against politics as usual.
That's
right.
True. Well, so he said.
That's an attractive thing for a lot of people. If you can get rid of the establishment, the kicking up of dust says to people that maybe there will be something better. It's got to be better than this. And so people will go to whoever's doing that. Trump is one of them.
Mm.
And that's the voice of Davey D. He is host of Hard Knock Radio on Pacifica Radio. You are listening to Pacifica Radio's live coverage of the Republican National Convention. Still to come, we'll hear from Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City. We'll also hear from Melania Trump, Donald Trump's wife. And what is also rare is we are going to hear from Donald Trump today, who's, I guess, he is going to introduce his wife. I don't ever remember hearing a presidential candidate speaking on day one. We'll hear your interview, Davey, that you did a little bit later in the program, a few hours from now still. It's a long program. Cornel West and Jill Stein, who's the Green Party presidential candidate. We'll also have Rosa Clemente on right around the same time that we hear from Rudy Giuliani. Skia Muhammad's here. He's with WPFW. Adele Stan is the Washington editor for Alternet and also columnist for American Prospect. A lot there to get through. What do you all anticipate seeing, looking for over these next few days?
I'm going to be interested to see the pageantry when Trump comes out and is, you know, ordained the, you know, the nominee, and how that's going to play out. I think that's going to, that can make or break, depending on how that comes across. And I don't think it's going to be business as usual when that happens. So I'm going to be, it's going to, I think that's going to be very interesting to see how he does that. Does he do dog whistles, or does he literally come out with a Klan robe and a hood on and says, this is who I am, you know, and throw up
It'll be gold trimmed if he does.
It'll also be interesting to see if he's booed at all, if you hear boos when he comes out.
Well, that's true. I don't think,
well, we heard earlier that tape with the floor fight sounded like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everybody's going to fall into line.
I do too.
And just, what is it? They got lipstick on it. I mean, I can kiss now. I mean, that's, I think, going to be the response, as Davey D said. And voters, because I think people, these delegates, can sense the feeling of their voters and will respond accordingly. They're not going to, they like their jobs and they want to stay on the dole. And so they're going to do what the people are telling them to do.
And he's a media master. That's what's going to be interesting to see, how he flips the media with this.
Well, that's my thing. I mean, I want to see who he's going to really play to in this. You know, he's going to have the largest audience that he's ever had as a politician, perhaps even as an entertainer. Is he going to stick to a teleprompter and behave?
Yes.
Or is he going to, you know, go off script and just, you know, not be able to stop himself from getting that immediate reaction from the immediate crowd?
But does it hurt him to start behaving when he's had all this success?
Well, that's what I wonder.
Without
behaving. I mean, he's been rewarded for being the reality star, right?
Muhammad, I know you feel Mike Pence was a great pick. I felt like Trump almost sold out his supporters by going with Mike Pence.
Did you predict June 3rd? Yes,
well,
I did.
Newt Gingrich would have been a total disaster had Newt been the choice. Pence was the reasonable choice of someone who gives, to use the 2008-2012 term, gravitas to the Trump appearance. And so I think they're going to put him on meds and say...
Who? Put Trump on meds?
No, the same people who put the horse's head in the Godfather's bed, the same people who told John McCain on... Wednesday, you got to choose Sarah Palin on Thursday, and you'll meet her later. Those same people are going to have told Trump, if you want to win, Don, you will do as we say and follow the teleprompter. Now, do you need some medical help? We'll get a doctor for you, and we'll get you some injections. But whatever you need, stick to the script. And we got a chance of winning this thing.
It's interesting you brought that up, because I ran into Don King,
uh-huh.
who's from Cleveland, and he was a big ruckus on the other side of this building.
Yes, I did see that.
With him claiming that Donald had invited him to speak, but the RNC leaders disinvited him, claiming that because he had a record where he had killed somebody. But remember, Don King was running around and doing his thing
That's
in 2004.
Right.
And we talked about that. But he was making a big stink, and he was like, Donald's my friend. He said, he's going to change the system. We need to get with him, and we need to teach him. It was crazy. But he was pretty livid. And he was talking about the establishment trying to muzzle everything.
On
that
the
was
other
Don
hand,
King.
Trump put Tim Tebow on the speaking list and released it. And Tebow had never said he didn't know anything about it, and he wasn't coming. You know,
Tebow's not here.
No.
I came to see Tim Tebow.
Davey did. He's been talking about it for weeks.
This was my. I wanted to get an autograph.
I'm sorry to break
I wanted to see him become a 49er.
You know, they traded David Carr, by the way. We'll talk about that. No, they did it. We'll talk about that.
But, you know, I don't so much see people telling Trump, putting it to Trump, having the authority to do that. What I think is that Trump, the deal maker, is going to know that, and already knows that he needs the ground operation that the Koch brothers have in place, the plug-and-play operation, which is Americans for Prosperity and Libre and Generation Opportunity and all this, because he's got no get-out-the-vote operation.
Have they opened their checkbooks yet?
No, but they don't need to. They need to, he just needs access to that. He needs them to be getting out the vote, and he needs them to lift the ban on him using their voter data system, and they need him to be using their voter data system.
The white power ethos seems to be more and more attractive if we follow the line of thinking that you put out, because at the end of the day, that's one thing so many of these folks can gather around. Like, we can demonize these people. They will be the problem. Let us all come together.
So much to talk about here, but we are down to our final 3 minutes, really. And we'd be remiss. And maybe a vice president candidate only deserves 3 minutes, right? How important is it, really? Unless, of course, their assassination of the president is very important.
Right.
But Adele, here in our final few minutes, tell us about Mike Pence.
Mike Pence, well, I've been, you know, watching Mike Pence on the Tea Party circuit for a very long time, and he is an evangelical as well. And Mike Pence is somebody who is, you know, when the far right tells him that, you know, he needs to pass a draconian abortion, anti-abortion law, or he needs to pass this religious, this so-called religious freedom law, that he will go and hop to it. And then when there's a huge backlash, well, then he will back away from it. So Mike Pence is just, you know, he's kind of like a cookie cutter kind of a dude, but he's kind of, you know, steely and a little bit handsome and, does that patriarchal thing really well.
But Adele, some of my folks in D.C. say that Mike Pence was one of 22 House Republicans, only 22 House Republicans, who voted for statehood for the District of Columbia. So what kind of guy? I mean, it sounds like there's a Jekyll and a Hyde guy.
Well, I mean, I think he's highly he can be influenced. I think he's somebody who can be...
statehood for the District of Columbia is
really
a progressive issue.
Well, I was not aware of that, and that is a very progressive issue. And it's certainly something that the Republican establishment
maybe
was
they had
for.
Plans to gentrify D.C.
Well, it is gentrification is right now.
Yeah, that's well underway.
The population is only 49% African-American. Not a majority white yet, but it's essentially been dropped considerably
over the past 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
60,000 whites have moved into D.C. in the last 10 years. 60,000 blacks have moved out.
And the rents, oh my goodness.
It sounds like San Francisco.
It is. It's
sounds like Oakland.
And Oakland even.
Yeah, right.
Not my Oakland.
Not your house, but we know. we know where to go. All right. Well, hey, Adele Stan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Always
we hope
great
you'll
to
come
be
back
with you.
Throughout these next few days and join us again.
I'd love to.
Adele Stan, again, is a Washington editor with Alternet, and she is also a columnist with the American Prospect magazine. Davey D with Hard Knock Radio. Davey D, we'll have you back again a little bit later on, but thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to go hang out with Don King and Scott Baio.
You're
going to
have some fun.
Yeah.
Tell him one of his Cleveland Calling Post fans would like to talk to him.
There you go.
And Askia Muhammad with WPFW, you'll be with me again in the next hour and throughout the evening as through the week as we have more. Again, we're going to hear from Rudy Giuliani. We're going to hear from Melania Trump, who is Donald Trump's wife, and a whole lot more. So we'll be back after this short break.
You are listening to Pacifica Radio Network's live radio coverage of the 2016 Republican National Convention. Pacifica Network serves as a support system and distribution hub for hundreds of community and low-power radio stations across the country. We at Pacifica believe that democracy happens when everyone has access to the airwaves, not just the leaders in the convention halls, but the people on the street who have their own special knowledge of our society's strengths and needs. This is the promise of community radio.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
In in order to have a healthy democracy, you need a really broad diversity of local voices. Where there is a community radio station, a really wide variety of people can get on the air.
We all feel more a part of our community when we're engaged with one another, working together, and radio is the best way that I know of to do it in our society.
For these reasons and many more, your community radio station deserves your support. Stay in tune with your community. Stay tuned to your community radio station. We now return you to Pacifica Radio's live coverage of the Republican National Convention with hosts Mitch Jezerich and Askeel Muhammad.
And you're listening to Pacifica Radio's national broadcast of the Republic.